天气怎么样？天气怎么样 ？How's the weather？ 天气怎么样？How's the weather？ How's the weather？ 是由科学家 Campbell Watson 与艺术家林子桓共同创作的电台节目，是立方空间花鼓电台的节目。我们使用访问的方式，收集受访者的讯息，慢慢地从天气谈到各级的主题。天气被视为进入观看世界的起点，天气无所不在，我们在天气里面，我们改变天气，但实际上天气正在改变我们。这集我们要谈的是
演化。
Yeah, so my name is Xing. I am an artist, a designer, a community organizer, and I also teach. I was born in Taiwan and grew up here until I was 14. And I also, you know, I kind of see different places, different cities in the United States as part of what I think of as hometown.
I'm Song Deok Yu. I'm a postdoctoral researcher at Yale University, but I'm from Korea, and I'm working on El Nino.
声音现象，声音现象是发生在横跨赤道附近于太平洋的一种准周期气候类型，是指东太平洋海水每隔数年就会异常升温的现象。
The climate pattern recurring between warm and cold phase in tropical Pacific, and El Nino is for the warm phase.
Oh my god, this air is so thick and it's so hot. So hot. So hot. It's like a slow cooker. You're kind of living in a slow cooker. That's how it feels like today.
Oh, weather's good. I mean, I used to live in California until last year, 4 or 5 years. So compared to California, here weather changes more drastically, but I enjoy like the seasons, winter and summer, beautiful.
The way the rain hits those roofs creates this really kind of a very specific kind of sound, and it's very pungent in a way. It's very strong. It makes you feel like you're in a movie, like some kind of like rom-com.
What does it do? Weather brings nice changes to our daily life. Yeah, nice amount of disturbance and joy to our lives.
My name is Elvira Mulyukova. I do research at the geophysics department. My childhood, we would go to this village where my dad's parents are, and it's in southern Russia where weather changes a lot, and we'd have like the most amazing summer rains. Like the lightning would be so like so bright and so close.
My memory is my long-term memory is diminishing every day. So let me think about it. I was same person, but weather brings different aspect of my personality.
I feel like if I was living very small, I might still see myself as the default. And see anything bigger than me as, you know, humongous, but also there are a lot of things smaller than me as below me or whatever, if there's hierarchy to it. And I'll probably see myself as just as the center or the default of that world.
So being small and not able to move. I think if I knew what it's like to be human, I would probably be really sad.
If my life transformed into such a small object and into like small world, I don't think I will like it. I might feel I'm confined or trapped.
Venus as a sister planet to Earth. This melted lava ball of a planet. 4.5 billion years ago, Earth collides with a Mars-sized object. And that's what forms the moon. Immediately after that impact, Earth is largely molten. This melted lava ball of a planet. Within that molten lava, you have dissolved all these gases. So in the very early evolution, Earth has this really thick, dense, full of greenhouse gases, atmosphere. We often think of Venus as a sister planet to Earth. Over some hundreds of millions of years, we have this circulation of material from their planetary interior to the surface and back. And all these new rocks and minerals that get exposed to the surface, they react with this toxic atmosphere, and they drag that into the Earth's interior again. With time, all that dense atmosphere just kind of condenses out and cools and becomes, you know, more habitable.
It just seems unlikely or doesn't align with my thinking of the world that there will be a time where there was nothing and a space was created out of zero. I mean, I believe there was a beginning for Earth, but I don't believe that there was a beginning for space.
Oh, maybe. It's not two different scenarios. Because first I was thinking, one, I'm being a junkie, like two, I'm being an enlightened being.
第一,我是一个瘾君子。第二,我成为一个像是佛祖的存在。
But then this may be time progression. So first, I get bored, I become junkie, then finally, I even got bored of like my junkie life, then I would become enlightened. Yeah. That's how I see myself.
Maybe it's even cooler to be part of a larger organism. I guess humans should be that to some degree.
No, I wouldn't really say call the transformation of a building over time to be an evolution. Even though I think there are people who would say that, but I don't really think in my understanding of evolution, I wouldn't use the word that way.
Then there's like recurring pattern of like junkie phase and enlightened phase. It may be like El Nino. I can't guess like what's gonna be the period of ups and down of my life, but yeah.
I used to think of evolution as sort of survival of the fittest, And he said, you know, if you actually look at how things evolve, it's not survival of the fittest, it's survival of the fit enough. And that was really one of the most liberating, relaxing things I've ever heard. Because I feel like when I think of evolution, it stirs the competitive nature in me. It just, when I think of evolution, it feels like, yes, it's a way of the natural world, but it's a very stressful way to think.
No, I don't have a goal. I feel like every one of us is just like building block of evolution of this species. So I think like what we need to do is like just to live. Yeah, that's what we do. And my personal goal may be reproduce, you know? We gotta reproduce to keep it going.
I have a lot of goals in terms of evolution. What I would like to focus on is changing the narrative of certain female organs. I would be very interested in being able to switch between female and male and maybe somewhere in between throughout my lifespan. And I would also be very interested in appropriating the uterus to do something else instead of carrying babies.
Evolution to me is such a big thing. It's like we're a bunch of little things in a larger system. For me, evolution would be either be in harmony with things around me and not know any better, because then you're like in a blissful, just kind of fitting in, or be like, I think I'm about to get kicked out.
It means a lot to me, you know. I see human as a state of art, like prototype, like most evolved.
A lot of things that I really care about, I have no control over, most of it being other people. And I wish in this like porridge of everybody mixing together, there was some higher intelligence that could see what people are self-organizing towards and what this collective behavior is.
If there's ways to edit my DNA, or if there's ways to alter in an artificial level to produce evolution, I would be very interested in doing that.
Far into the future, I think it's sort of like the fate of all the planets, is that all planets cool to space with time. We started off hot and we're getting colder and colder. Earth is emanating all its heat out to space, and then with time, Earth will just be a dead planet.
Earth will just be a dead planet. Just be a dead planet. Just be a dead planet.
Voiced by Shin Shin, Sun Dokyu, and Elvira Mulukova. Edited by Campbell Watson.
Tianqing 怎么样? Tianqing 怎么样? House Lawyer.